Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first Oli in Parsha's Shoftim, that is Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Yud Ches. And the Chumash tells us Shoftim v'Shoytrim, literally translated as judges and officers. And we're going to see in Rashi what the difference is. Titin l'cha b'chol sherecha, asher Hashem l'kecha nisein l'cha. You shall place in all of your cities that Hashem your God gives you. Lishvatecha, you shall place these judges and officers for all your shvatim. V'shaftu es am mishpat tzedek, and they shall judge the nation a righteous judgment. Lo yisatem mishpat, do not pervert judgment. Lo yisakir ponim, do not show favoritism. Do not take bribes. Because bribery blinds the eyes of the wise, and it makes crooked righteous words. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdef. You shall definitely pursue righteousness so that you can live and possess the land that Hashem your God gives you. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gilchaz. So Rashi tells us, what's the difference between these two? These are the dayanim, the judges, they pask in the din, they pask in the halacha. What are those? So literally, in modern day Hebrew, shaitim are policemen, and these are people. They're the ones that enforce the judgment. Shemak, and they strike the person, and they tie him up and they hit him with a stick or with a strap, until he accepts upon himself the judgment. You have to have judges in every single city. This is going back on the titin lecha. You shall place shaftim v'shaytim for all your shvatim in all your cities Hashem your God gives you. Why does the pasuk point out lishvatecha for all your shvatim? Every shevet has to have their own dayanim, and in every single city. And they shall judge the nation. You shall appoint expert judges, vitzadikim, and righteous ones, lishbay tzedek, so they can judge righteously and judge correctly. Exactly as it sounds, don't pervert judgment. That means you shouldn't show favoritism, even at the time that they're saying over what they would like to say. Obviously, when you're actually paskening, you shouldn't lean one way or another because you want to show favoritism, but even at the time that they're trying to speak out their side, you shouldn't show any favoritism. The dayan shouldn't be soft to this one and harsh to that one. Make one person stand and allow the other to sit. Why shouldn't he do this? When one sees that the dayan is being mechabed, he's honoring his friend, so then this litigant is just going to be quiet and he's not going to even say his tainus, he's not going to even say what he has to say because he's already thinking to himself, forget about it, the judge is just going to paskin for the other one. Do not take bribery. This is even to paskin correctly. The moment this dayan receives a bribe, it's impossible that he's not going to turn his heart, that he's not going to turn his mind and try to find some way that this person who gave him the bribe is going to be meritorious. Tzadikim is not talking about the words of a tzadik, it means righteous words. You should go try to find yourself a reputable bezdin. It's sufficient enough simply appointing good kosher judges that they're able to give Klal Yisrael life and have them settle on their land. And that's why the pasuk says, "Leman techiv rashtas ha'aretz." If you do this, then you're going to be able to live in your land and everything's going to be great. Back to Chumash, pasuk chafalv. Do not plant for yourself an asherah tree, which we already said is a tree that's used to serve avodah zarah. Eitz al mizbech Hashem lekecha asher tasaloch, next to the mizbech of Hashem your God that you shall make for yourself. Do not make a monument for yourself asher sonei Hashem lekecha, that which Hashem your God hates. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafalef. This tells us a person is going to be chayv even just for planting it, even though he didn't serve this tree. He's already over leisase for planting it. Don't do it near the Mizbech of Hashem. This is a warning, this is a law that a person is not to plant any tree or build any sort of building on Harabayas. Harabayas has to be completely empty. It's only for the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Chafbez and Rashi, do not make a monument for yourself. Matzeves Evan Achaz. We've already learned previously that this is a monument of one stone. It's like a mizbech or it's an altar, a monument that's made out of just one stone. If you want to bring karbanos on it, even to Shemayim, don't do that. You want to bring them for Hashem, don't make this. Why not? Because Asher Sane, this is what Hashem hates. Mizbech Avanu, Mizbech Adam, Hashem commanded to make a mizbech out of stones or a mizbech out of earth. But Hashem hates this. Because this is a law that the Kehanim had. This is how they would sacrifice to their gods. Even though this is the way the Avos, our forefathers, they brought karbanos, achshav sunea, now it's hated by Hashem, because now that the people started using these for avodah zarah, so don't make it even for Hashem. Back to Chumash, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Do not sacrifice Hashem your God. Sharvaseh, an ox or sheep, asher yeh by mum, called avara, that has a mum, a blemish, any bad thing, because it is the ta'eva, is abomination of Hashem. Do not bring a blemished animal as a karbon. If it shall be found in your midst, and one of your cities is Asher Hashem Lekecha Nisein Lach, that Hashem your God gives you Isha Isha, a man or woman, Asher says Haram B'nei Hashem Lekecha Lavar B'Yisoy, that shall do bad in the eyes of Hashem to transgress his covenant. And what exactly was this transgression? Vayelech Vayavad Elohim Acherim, and he went and served other gods, Vayishtachu Lehem, and bowed down to them, Vashemesh or La'erech or L'chotzva Hashemayim, to the sun or to the moon or to one of the legions in heaven, Asher Lesivisi, that I didn't command, meaning I didn't command you to serve them. V'hugad L'chav Hashemata, and it will be told to you and you're going to hear this, V'derashta Etev, and you're going to investigate the matter very well. And the matter is true. This abomination was done in Klal Yisrael. This person did serve Avodah Zarah. You shall take out this man, or this woman, that did this bad thing in your city. The man or the woman, you shall stone them with stones and they shall die. Based off of two or three witnesses, this condemned shall die. He shall not be killed based off of only one witness. The hand of the Edim shall be against him first to kill him, and the hand of the nation afterwards, and you shall completely obliterate and destroy evil from your midst. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, and try to understand this wording of Shnaim Edim Oshloisha. Rashi asks, if you're able to have testimony with only two witnesses, so why does the Pasuk say, or you could also have three witnesses? Of course you could have three witnesses if you're able to bring two, so of course you could bring three. So Rashi tells us, this is a compare when three witnesses come to when two witnesses come. Mashnaim Edus Achas, just like when two witnesses come, that's considered one Edus, one testimony. Avshlosha Edus Achas, so too, when three come, that's still considered like one testimony. Vein Asim Zayman, they're not going to become Edim Zayman, Achi Zayman Kulam, until all of them become Edim Zayman. Now, what exactly is this? Now, we know of the concept called Edim Zayman. Let's say two Edim come and say that Reuven killed Shimon. And then two other Edim come and they say, you can't possibly say that Reuven killed Shimon, because at that very moment that you claim Reuven killed Shimon, you were actually with us, Imanu Hayisem. And there's a special halach with Edim Zayman that whatever they tried to get to happen to Reuven actually happens to them. So if they tried to kill Reuven for killing Shimon, so then they're going to get killed themselves. Let's say they tried to say that Reuven has to pay Shimon $1 million, then they have to pay that money. So we're going to say that these people are not going to be Zayman until all the Edom in this Edus become Zayman. So if it was two, those two have to become Zayman. And if it was three, all three have to become Zayman, not just one or two of them. We have to make all three of them because that's considered Edus Achas. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Ches. Ki palimim chadavar lamishpat. Let's say a matter of judgment becomes hidden from you. Bein dam l'dam, between two different bloods, bein din l'din, between two different judgments, uvein nega l'nega, between different afflictions, divi ribis b'sherecha, matters of fighting in your cities, kamtava elisa, and you're going to get up and go up, elamakam asher yivchar Hashem l'kachabay, to the place that Hashem your God chose. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, to see what we're talking about. Ki yipale, so first of all, the word yipale means kol hafla l'shen havdalu prisha, this is a lashon of separation, distance, shadavar nivdal m'chusvimcha, the matter is separated from you, it's covered over, which means you do not know what the halacha is. Bein dam l'dam, bein dam tami l'dam tahar. We have a blood over here, we're not so sure, is it tami blood or tahar blood? Bein din l'din, what does this mean? Bein din zak l'din chayv. This is between a judgment of whether or not the person is meritorious or not. Bein nega l'nega, bein nega tami l'nega tahar. Is this affliction, this nega on the person, this saras, is it tami or is it tahar? Divi ribas, a matter of argument. Shiu chachmei or yichalkam davar. All the wise men of the city, the chachamim, talmid chachamim, the paiskim, the rabbanim, they're arguing about this. Zematami, zematar, zemachayv, zemazaka. So we don't know how to paskin in this situation. The kamtava lisa, you shall get up and you shall go up. This teaches us the Beis HaMikdash is higher than all other places. So back to Chumash, Pasuk Tes. What are you going to do at the Beis HaMikdash? Uvasal Kehanim Alevim, and you're going to come to the Kehanim, which come from Shevet Levi, Vela Shevet Esher Yebayamayim, and the Shevet that is in those days. Now the Shevet over here is not referring to one person, it's referring to the Sanhedrin that sits right by the Beis HaMikdash. Vidrashta, and you're going to seek out Vigidu Lecha, and they shall tell you, Eis Dvar Mishpat, what exactly the matter of judgment is. Vasisal Pia Devar Shegidu Lecha, Menamakaimahu, and you shall do, based off of that which they will tell you from that place, Asher Yivchar Hashem, that Hashem chose, Vishamar Tal Asais, and you shall guard to perform Kachar Sheirucha, everything they taught you. Al Pi Atar Sheirucha, based off of the teaching that they will teach you, the Al Mishpat Asher Yemi Lucha Taaseh, and based on the judgment that they tell you, this is what you should do, Loi Sasur Min Adavar Sheigid Lucha Yemin Usmel, you shall not deviate from the matter that they tell you, right or left. You have to listen to everything Sanhedrin tells you. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, Hakayanim Alavim, Hakayanim Sheyatsum Shevet Levi, this is the Kehanim that come from Shevet Levi, the Ela Shefet Asher Yebayamayim, and to the Shefet, to the judge that's in those days. Now Rashi explains, why is it that we have to emphasize the judge which is in those days? Which other shefet are you going to go to? So Rashi tells us, Afilu enikashar sheftim shayil fanecha, even if the judges that are in those days are not like the ones of yesteryear, they're not as great, they're not as big talmid chachamim, atatzarech l'shmaela, you still have to listen to him. En lecha ela shefet shebimecha, you only have the shefet in those days. Yes, you might have recognized the greats of the previous generation, but right now these are the sheftim we have, so we go to these sheftim. Pasuk Yud Aleph in Rashi, yamin u'smel, do not deviate right or left. Afilu armi lecha yamin shu smel v'asmel shu yamin. Even if he tells you that the right is the left and the left is really the right, you still have to listen to him. V'chal shekein, and for sure, sh'armi lecha yamin yamin v'asmel asmel. If he tells you the right right is right and left is left, you have to listen to everything the Shaftim say, you have to listen to everything Sanhedrin teaches. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Yud Beis. But let's say we have someone who's going to be known as a Zakin Mamre, the rebellious elder. This is a person who's on the level, he's able to be in the Sanhedrin, and he paskins against the Sanhedrin. They paskin one way, and he says, you don't have to listen to them, this is really the right Pasuk. So the Pasuk tells us, V'isha Asher Yaseh B'Zadin, if there's a man that does willfully against what they say, Levilti Shemei L'Kayin O'Emi L'Shar Hashem Es Hashem L'Kecha, not to listen to the Kayin that's standing there to serve Hashem your God, Oyal HaShayfet, or to the judge, again referring to Sanhedrin, Umeso Yishahu, that person should die, V'yartar Rabmi Yisrael, you shall completely remove and destroy the evil from Yisrael, V'chol Am Yishmu V'yiro, and all the nation will hear and be afraid, V'leizidun Oid, and they will not act willfully like this again. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chol Am Yishmu, and everyone is going to hear. Now how is everyone going to hear? Everyone lives in their own random cities. How is everyone going to hear about this Zakin Mamre? So Rashi tells us, Mikan, from here we learn, Shemamtin Loy Ad Regel, we're going to wait with the Zakin Mamre until the Regel, until Yontif, so that's when everyone's in Yerushalayim, and then Umisan Asab Regel, then we kill him on the Regel so that everyone can know what happened because everyone's going to be in Yerushalayim then. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.